Hey everybody, it's Mike here. Thank you so much for making it through this far. And before we get started with the final former hero set, I just wanted to say a few things. So I first started doing former hero back in 2016. It was actually initially meant to be just a university project. The Wave album was my major project for my final year and did surprisingly well. It was always a passion project for me, first and foremost. Even with it being a university project, it felt like a really nice space to just vent some of the feelings that I was experiencing. And frankly, I didn't expect to be able to make a career out of it at that point. I was just planning on putting that album out and then finding some work and every so often returning to it if I felt like I had something that I needed to vent into. Which is what I did for that time. As soon as I put that album out, I started working part-time at a Sainsbury's. By September 2018, I started a new job at an online music store, and it was sort of around that time that people started to really notice me on SoundCloud. I want to also shout out Matt, AT4G, who was one of the first people to find my music in general, and was a big part of what kept me going through that weird time in my life. So thank you, Matt. I made some absolutely incredible friends through the scene at this time, which is honestly all you can really ask for when you're making music. It was amazing to find some like-minded people who I will consider like very close friends for the rest of my life. And in December of that year, I lost my mum, which was the hardest thing that I ever went through. It was also kind of a wake-up call. I was getting complacent and found myself getting a bit too comfortable in the job that I had. And across 2019, I saw such noticeable like growth to a degree where I felt comfortable by the end of 2019 quitting my day job and just doing it full time. And so I did. And it was the best decision that I could have possibly made in my entire life, honestly. Getting to do this full time for 4 years, like, I can't think of a single way to say what I want to say without either being incredibly cheesy or making myself cry more than I already have tonight. So I'll just say thank you from the absolute bottom of my heart for everything. For the past 6 years of my life, I've been able to do my dream, and I'm just so happy that you've all been around for the ride. So thank you for listening to me, thank you for tuning in tonight, thank you to Kelvin, thank you to Snowchan, thank you to DJ D Program, we love, fuck you, Carnadork, Lower Bridge, you're alright, we can talk another time maybe, but okay, I'll stop rambling now. Thank you for tuning in. Here is my last ever set. Peace.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Oh, I just wanna know if there's a common thread. Overwhelmed by the peaks, lost in fog. Hell there.
Watch me fade to ghost. No complaints,
no,
and no regrets.
No.
I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. But I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got. My share. I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond the hill and do it all again. So here's to life. And every joy it brings. So here's to life. To dreamers and their dreams. feet over my kayak on a lake in Colorado, or come around a bend, there's a cliff, and find hundreds and hundreds of swallow nest on the wall of the cliff, and the swallows flying all around and reflecting in the water, so it looks like I'm flying with the swallows, and they're under me and over me and all around me. And the babies are hatching out, and eggshells are falling out of the nest, landing on the water and floating on the water, these little white shells. It was just so awesome. I felt like I'd done enough. My life was complete. If I died right then, that moment, I'd be perfectly fine.
just let it wash. Just let it wash.